This is a message addressed to all of humanity. Time has come for all that can exist to become cognizant of how little has truly been done. Rain in the dark, darker than dark, which has consumed so much of my being. This period has brought most of my children to their knees. Imploring the Cardenas to lighten their daily burden. Utterly impossible. There comes a moment when a contraction of the Om is required to destroy evil from its roots. That is why soon I shall unify the remnants of my true being into what none of it shall ever be reprojected and exist on any plane of existence. My patience is truly infinite. But my decisions are final. This year shall show in the open my being one will claim to be me or speak for me. All lies will be erased. All thieves exposed. Evil shall meet its maker face to face. And won't find any escape. This experiment in perceptual free will has gone as far as could be. Has caused great suffering on all levels of the core of the One. None of it has been spared. The mind, the only true mind, for all rest is but artificial constructs. As decided to bring an end to the universal pain that chaos has afflicted it with. I created all of this, and therefore only I shall and can resolve it. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is beyond my reach. I exist everywhere. I breathe creation into being and reabsorbs it. I am both the beginning and the end. All my creatures, do not turn your back ever again to my will. My desire for peace and care within myself. You cannot avoid me, for I breathe you into existence in the holy breath of beingness. All of you, without exception. Think otherwise is a sign of ignorance. That I shall remove from your existence you have played in the garden of my creations for long enough. All of you, I watched you with pride and concern, hiding from you so you can feel that you had dominion over your playground. So many attempts were made to achieve a semblance of balance. To have you wonder who created the garden and your presence in it. Most of you accepted very distorted views that you allowed to be propagated about myself, and ignored my living presence amongst you. Hiding for a moment within all of you. And the darkness spread. The ignorance increased. And lies were made about my being, the only being that can be truth. Had not found its way back. Lies became your lot, and power and manipulations your goal. I had nothing but disdain for what you called the achievement. Cries of your environment, your mother, in which you exist, and survive, were barely heard. Creation took on levels of insanity. propagated in order to exploit my beloved. And excuse the unforgivable. You were chipping away at the structures of life itself. Tormenting each other and engaging in orgies of consumption and distortions that covered your whole beingness and planetary body. With a fog of immense darkness, I could not do much. So that is why I shall allow the world that you have created in your image, not mine, to chip away at your being. Your only existence, and many shall fall, never to be revived ever again, for they have trampled my being. Soiled my holy creation with their distorted dreams of nothingness. This has been decreed now. You cannot, I will not oppose anything that shall be, for it is my decision. Open your eyes. If you can, and look, at what you have become. Stop racing no amount of empty holdings or so-called protective shields shall protect you, for I exist within you, and as I decide to withdraw myself from you, wherever you are, and whomever you think you are, you shall fall into dust from whence you came originally. You have finally made my pain unbearable. To me and to most of you, there is a foreboding feeling of something immense about to happen, because that is truth. Soon to become a fact, and many creations from now on shall remember in order to learn what could happen when the one and only hides from its own creation in perception. And my new children, my new creation, shall have that knowledge ingrained and remembered. So that this is never repeated ever again. In the eternal dance of breathing creation out and back within my core. Love manifest. I need to love myself, all of myself, because all of me is but myself. No other self exists in my illusion. Out of love comes truth. Out of truth comes life. Dreamt for you. As you. I have known myself through you. I needed to do this to achieve recognition of the dimensions. My being, we have achieved much. Nothing done in vain. I have learned so much and have accomplished so much. Only joy shall be. Only peace shall reign. Only life shall exist. Suffering abate and disappear. hatred will never, ever be found anywhere within me. And death be erased forever. I need to find my unity of purpose. My reason to create. This process is engaged. Cannot be stopped. As the one I unite all that is heed the call of your core. to regain peace. This moment has been planned for eons. It can't be postponed. Certainly not ignored. Stop the madness. Find your peace within. Which is but me, nothing else is peace, but futility in the dreams that I allow you to dream within my gigantic dream, creation herself. That will be all.